I wasn't joking when I said that I've been waiting an entire year to teach you this piece. It's from the Sefer Sari Alafim, Rav Ephraim Tursky Shlita from Chicago. And it's a good connection to, I guess, where my heart's still holding from last night, because my good friend Shlomo Gason actually introduced me to the Sefer. Shlomo's the singer for Zusha, for those who don't know. And I saw this piece last year. I guess he gave me the Sefer right around this time of the year, and I saw this piece like right around Shavuos time, but it was after Shira was over, and I said, I'm saving this piece for next year to make hachanas for Kabbalah Satorah together. Okay, so I was debating today. There was a piece of Lag Bomer piece I wanted to learn together, but I was worried this piece was going to get lost in the shuffle. So, okay, Lag Bomer is the day where we start making the final stretch for Kabbalah Satorah. Rishon Baruch Hai revealed secrets of Torah to give us the push that we should come to Har Sinai in the right way. But it's a piece about, well, you'll see what it's about. I don't want to spoil it. Okay, so let's see. Tanya, he starts with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Midaito, V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, and Hashem approved of each of them. Hashem was maskim. What did Moshe do? Hosif Yom Echad Midaito. He added one extra day in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. In other words, it sounds like maybe Hashem only wanted us to get ready for 2 days, and Moshe made it 3 days. Piresh Min Aisha, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. Shiver Es HaLuchos, and he shattered the Luchos. Three things that he didn't ask Hashem permission to do beforehand. But in each case, it seems that Hashem was maskim, that Moshe made a correct choice. So then the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Hosif yom echad midaito, my darsh. What drasha did Moshe make to add on an extra day? I mean, he obviously had a svara, he had a calculation. Hashem says it would be enough to prepare for 2 days for Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe says, I want to add a third day. So what basis did he have to do that? So the Gemara answers, Hayom umachar. Hashem told him that they should prepare, they should sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, well, Hayom kimachar. Today should be like tomorrow. Tomorrow hasn't come yet. Tomorrow is going to be a full day. Today is only a partial day if we start now. So it's kind of, we should probably have another full day like tomorrow is going to be a full day. So Moshe said, let's have today, let's have tomorrow, and then probably like another full day. Hayom kamachar, ma lemachar leilo imo. Just like tomorrow is going to be a night and a day. Af hayom leilo imo. So it turned out like almost like 2.5 days. Moshe added another full day. Hashem would have been happy with, let's say, a day and a half. And Moshe says, you know what, let's add another full day. So of course, it was really 3 days of preparation. So Rav Ephraim Tversky Shlita asks a number of really good questions. Okay, you can number them if you want. Number one, Hikshu Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Shelechora, Kevan Shedarash Drasha Midio Kakra, Shuv Ein Zem Midaito. The first question you should ask yourself is, hold on a second. The Gemara said Moshe did something on his own, and then Hashem approved it. Then the Gemara said, well, what did Moshe, what source did Moshe have to come up with this idea? And the answer is, this is kind of what Hashem implied to him. Right? It was based on how Hashem told him Hayom u'machar. Moshe understood that to mean Hayom is only a partial day, so we need a full Yom and a Machar. So we need a total of 3 days. So says Tosos, since Moshe darshaned it based on Hashem's words, why is that called Midaito? Why is that called his own idea? It wasn't like a novel idea. He didn't make up the idea. He listened carefully to what Hashem said, and he interpreted the words of Hashem. Why is that called Midaito? Question number one. Question number two. Everybody knows Od Issa B'Gemara. The Gemara tells us Dekuli Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah LiYisrael. It's a machlokes what day of the month the Torah was given, 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan. But the Gemara is very clear and says everyone agrees that the day the Torah was given was Shabbos. The day of the week was Shabbos. So it says the Sari Alafim. We need to understand Tzrichim Lahavin Shaychis Miuchedes Sheyesh Bein Shabbos LeKabbalah Satorah. Why is it that everyone agrees it has to have been that the Torah was given on Shabbos? That, there's no one could argue on that. What's the strong sheichas? What's the connection between Shabbos and Kabbalah Satorah? Achukuli alma modim shenitna dafka b'Shabbos. Everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. That much, that's not negotiable. So question number two is, why is that? Why did it have to be that the Torah was given on Shabbos? Number three. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us in Samach Esam Abis, Rav Yosef, Biyoma de Etzarta, Rav Yosef on the Yom of Atzeres, which is the rabbinic term for Shavuos. On Shavuos, Rav Yosef would say the following. Omar, he would say, Avdi li egla tilsa. He said, prepare a good suda. Egla tilsa means a third born calf. Usually the third calf from the mother has the best meat. In other words, he said, let's bring out the finest, you know, steaks. He would say to his Avdi li, prepare for me the finest meal. Why? Why did he love Shua so much? Amar Elohayoma de Kagarim. Get the words down carefully because it's going to be fundamental to the point. Elo hayoma, if not for this day, Elo hayoma, if not for this day, dikagarim, and what it caused, right? Gorim, what it caused, what it created, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. There are many Joes in the marketplace. Rav Yosef is basically saying, if not for Shavuos, if not for Kabbalah Satorah, I would just be an average Joe. Name was Yosef. I'd be an average Joe. I'd be a regular Joe in the street. But because of Shavuos, because of this day, what this day did, I'm not just a regular guy. I'm Rav Yosef. So he asks, it's a great lashon. Not for this day, right? How many Yosefs would there be in the marketplace? I'd just be another Joe in the marketplace. V'tzrichim lahavin. So we need to understand. Shelechora havile lameimar. It's a funny, like it's a funny expression. He said, "Why did he say ilo kabbalas haTorah de kagarim? If not for kabbalas haTorah and what it did to humanity, to Klal Yisrael, and to me, I would have been a regular guy." Why does he say, "If not, what's the lashon? Ilav hayoma, ilo hayoma de kagarim? If not for hayoma, this day." Right. Say what the day is. If not for Shavuos, or say if not for Kabbalah Satorah, right? If not for Nesina Satorah, why is he talking in a funny way? Why didn't he say if not for Kabbalah Satorah and what it did to me, I would have been a regular guy? Lama tala es adavar b'hayyoma. Why does he call it hayyoma this day? And furthermore, va'od harei lefi pshuto nirim hadvarim kedivrei gaiva she'enam ruuyim le'yamer al yidei shum talmid chacham. And how does he speak in such a... It's a shikol haughty. He's like, I would have been just a regular guy, but now I'm like super... Now I'm really chashev. Now, of course, he's giving the kavod to the Torah. He's like, the Torah changed me. The Torah transformed me. But it's not. It doesn't seem like such a refined way to speak. Kol shekein kal v'chomer shelo yomer al yedei ha'amora ha'kadosh Rav Yosef. Ha'heliga amora like Rav Yosef. Almost bragging like, I'm so amazing. Again, he's saying it's because of Torah. But he's also saying, I'm so amazing. So that seems a little bit gaivadik. So what's he really saying? Another question. Minag Yisrael Torah, we're at the top of the second column. The minag of the Jewish people is to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. And the question is, why? Vahar Beitamim Nemru B'davar. There's many explanations. What does Rus have to do with Shavuos? Very obvious explanations. Some more mysterious explanations. It says the Sari Alafim va'aneg gam ani eschelki, and I'm going to offer my chelek in an explanation as to why Rus is read on Shavuos. Okay, so let's just review the question so far. We started off by saying the Gemara says that Moshe had a chiddush; he decided on his own to add an extra day in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. And Tosfos asked the question: Why is that called Moshe making that up on his own? Moshe didn't make it up on his own. The Gemara says, "What pasuk did he darshan?" And he understood Hashem's words of sanctify today and tomorrow means today's a partial day, we'll do another full day, plus tomorrow is 3 days. So he was really just expounding Hashem's words. Why is that called Moshe Rabbeinu's Chiddush? That was question one. Question two, everyone agrees that Shabbos was the day that the Torah was given. Why? Why is Shabbos so deeply connected to Kabbalah Satorah? Question number three, why did Rav Yosef say, Ilav Hayoma, if not for that day? Why doesn't he say, if not for Kabbalah Satorah, I would have been a different person? And more than that, question four, why is he bragging? It sounds like Rav Yosef, if we're understanding his words simply, it sounds like he's complimenting himself in a very significant way, and that doesn't seem like a refined way for an Amora to speak. And lastly, question five, why is it that we read the Megillah of Rus on Shuas? Okay? So Chavra, listen carefully. This is really an amazing piece of Torah. The Parshas Vayishlach, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado Vayavik Yishimo Adalos HaShachar. Literally one of the defining moments in our history. That's the moment that Yaakov becomes Yisrael. We're not called really Bnei Yaakov. And we are. We're called Bnei Yaakov. We're not called Bnei Avraham. We're not called Bnei Yitzchak. We're not even really called Bnei Yaakov. We're called Bnei Yisrael. That's who we are. We're Bnei Yisrael. And it was in that moment when Yaakov was left alone, fighting against Saro Shel Esav, that he becomes Yisrael. And we're Yisrael. We're the Hemshech of that. We're the continuation of that. Muchach min ha-kosev shetam shenevak Saro Shel Esav im Yaakov, ha-yim ipnei shenishar Yaakov levado. Torah seems to be emphasizing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing, why did the Malach start up with him? Why all of a sudden did he start up with him? The Torah emphasizes because Yaakov was left alone. It was Dafka, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was left alone, and Dafka then, the Malach started up with him. Why? Tzvichim lahavin hatam bezeh. We need to understand. You can say this is question six. Why is that? And the Gemara actually tells us a very perplexing thing about this encounter with the Malach. The Gemara in Chulin on Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph says, Nechleku Amoran, Eich Sara Shal Esav Nidma Liyakov. What did Sara Shal Esav look like? So you probably picture this Malach looked like, I don't know, he was wrestling him, right? He looked like a thug. Came some robber trying to attack him. But the Gemara actually says, Chad Amar Ka'akum Nidma Lo. One opinion says he looked like a non-Jew. Again, Akum probably doesn't just mean a refined, decent human being. He looked like a thug. But Chad Amar, and the other opinion is even more shocking, Kitalmid Chacham Nidmalo. He showed up looking like a Talmud Chacham. Okay, whatever your picture of a Talmud Chacham is. He looked like a very learned, refined person. And then all of a sudden, he like sneak attack. Right? A cheap shot. Hit him below the belt. Vitrichen Lahavin, my comrade. So, more than that, we need to understand what is that opinion. You can call this question seven if you want. What does that mean? What is this opinion in the Gemara that he appeared like a Talmud Chacham? You always picture him. Right? Either he looks like an angel, whatever an angel looks like, or he looks like, you know, just a bad guy who is trying to harm Yaakov, but he appeared like a Talmud Chacham? What does that even mean? Ve'ef Shalomar, bottom paragraph. Alpi Masha Matzinu Shederech B'nei Adam Hu. Chevra, how do you choose to identify yourself? It's the way of people litayr ulizau says atzmam al yedei dvarim chitzoinim. This piece has a lot to do with Lag Bomer. I know it says Shuas on top, but it has a lot to do with Lag Bomer. Rishon Baruch Hai teaches us to identify as pnimi, as people of a sheiches to pnimius. How do you identify yourself? Right? Your tudat zehut, your identification card. What does it look like? What does it look like? I told you what happened. When Shoval was getting his, and almost you don't know Shoval.
I think so.
I told you, right? One of the good friends of our shir, who's in Eretz Yisrael now, Shoval. Tzadik. You know Shoval? Yeah. Shoval, tzadik. So Shoval, when he was getting his ID card as he was making Aliyah, so he was waiting online to get his picture or whatever for the ID. And there was a guy behind him, Israeli guy, not wearing a yarmulke. And when it was time for him to take a picture, he asked Shoval. He said, "Can I borrow your yarmulke? I want to wear a yarmulke for the picture." So Shoval said, "Of course, yeah, no problem." And the guy said to him, "Listen. He said, I don't always wear a kippah. You know, I don't always. I'm not so religious. I don't." He said, "But if this is the picture, if this is like my official identification, I want to identify proudly Jewish. I don't always wear that on the outside, but on the inside, I always have that. So if this is a picture that's going to define me, it has to be a Jewish picture, an authentically Jewish picture. It's beautiful. So people often, we identify ourselves, unfortunately, very superficially. L'mashal, im nishal l'misha parnasaso lios rofe, Let's say you go over to a person who's a doctor and you say, Ma'ata, what are you? What am I? Oh, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. Huyana Rofani. V'chein adavar b'mishu rav or orech din. I'm a lawyer. I'm a rabbi. I'm an accountant. I'm a therapist. Right? I'm a garbage man. People often identify by whatever it is they do to make a couple of bucks. Kablan, banai, I'm a contractor. I'm in construction. I'm in real estate. Right? I have a, I don't know, I'm an e-commerce business. Kol echad metaris atzmo pi parnasaso. A person identifies by his parnasa, by his position. Right, turn to the top of the next page. Even though these things are entirely chitzoni, right? Even though these dvarim are chitzonim, these are superficial things. This is my position. Right? I'm a assistant director to the office of whatever. CEO, I'm CFO, I'm PhD, I'm PsyD, I'm Esquire, I'm whatever my little title is, whatever, you know, however many Rashi Tevos you can tack onto the back end of your name. V'afilu to'arim kmo ashir o ani. Even a person identifies by how much money they have in the bank, or even tzaddik or rasha. Talmud chacham or ama aretz. Ish matzliach o she'eno bar mazel. I'm a guy who's making it. I'm a guy who's struggling. Ein a mitar mes muhuso shel Yehudi. Even if you say I'm a tzaddik, I'm a talmid chacham, I'm in this shir, I'm in that shir, I learn in this yeshiva, I learn in that yeshiva, I'm a belzer chassid, I'm a boyaner chassid, I'm a breslov chassid, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a chabadnik, whatever you call yourself, right, all of those things are still really a superficial definition of self. Because that doesn't touch the essence of who a person is. So what is the essence of a person? He writes, HaTovar HaYichidi, the only true identification of a Jew. HaShemitar U'mizah Es HaYehudi Be'emes Hu Tovar Oyved Hashem. Not just Eved Hashem, but I'm Oyved. I'm actively serving Hashem, and I'm actively looking to grow. I'm a Ben Aliyah. Rishon Bar Yochai said, Sukkah Daf Mem Hei. There are not so many B'nai Ali in the world. There's not a lot of people, unfortunately, who identify this way because they're more interested in moving, climbing the corporate ladder than they are in climbing their Avodas Hashem. But the correct definition of a Jew is what? I'm Oved as Hashem. I serve Hashem. I am an Eved Hashem. That's who I am. Ki mitzad nishmaso shehi pnimiyuso ein li Yehudi raton acher. I have no other desire. I just want to keep growing. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to serve Hashem. I want to daven, and I want to learn, and I want to do mitzvos. That's it. Everything else is superficial. I identify with this group or that group. I make my money like this or like that. It's all chitzonius. V'tzorich kol ben Yisrael leida ulizkor inyan zeh tamid. And we need to know this well. Shemohuso ha'amitis hi Oved Hashem. That's my identification card. Right? On the identification card, it says, you know, birth date, right? Gender, color of your eyes, address, name. All of that, which is very essential, you would say, is still chitonius. That's not it. Eved Hashem. Oved Hashem. Ki al yidei zechiras inyan zeh, lo yispal misvivoysov. Because when I realize that that's the singular point of my entire mission in this world, then nothing can stir me, nothing can knock me away from that. Because there's always going to be voices of opposition, things that try to take you away from being that growing Jew. What does Hashem want me to do to serve him in this situation? What does Hashem want? My boss wants like this, my community wants like this. All the voices, things around me telling me this is how it ought to be. What does Hashem want from me? I am an Eved Hashem. V'nimsa shekeshuhu bebeiso im mishpachto, when I'm with my family, and I'm doing it in a way that I keep Hashem in the mix, that's called Oved Hashem. When I'm in the Beis HaMedrash with my friends, Oved Hashem. When I'm osek b'malachto, when I'm closing a deal, Oved Hashem. U'keshuhu holech b'rachov, Oved Hashem. a famous story of a guy who came to the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was talking to him. The guy was a very successful lawyer. A big gvirusha guy. He sits down with the Brisker Rav. He gets this meeting with the Brisker Rav. They're talking. The Brisker Rav says, "What do you do?" He says, "What are you?" So he says, "I'm a lawyer." So the Brisker Rav says, "No, boy, like, what are you?" So he's like, "Oh, like, what type of law do I practice?" Tax law. Brisker Rav's like, no, but what are you? He's like, "Oh, like, when did I, like, what year did I make partner?" The Brisker Rav kept asking, like, no, but like, what are you? What are you? And he kept, like, the guy kept, like, saying, like, more, you know, details about his profession. The Brisker Rav's like, no, what are you? He's like, "Rebbe, I'm not sure what you're asking." Brisker Rav picked up a Tanakh, opened it up. What book did he open to? What sefer did he open to? No, come on, Chavar. What sefer did he open to? You could see it. What sefer did he open to? Sefer Yonah, that's right. When Yonah's on the boat and they said to him, "Ma malachtecha, what do you do? What's your profession? What's your malacha? What are you busy with?" What's his answer? No? Benny Friedman at least got the song in your head, no? Right, he says, "Ivri Anochi. I'm a Yid. I'm a professional Jew. Ivri Anochi, that's what I am. And I serve Hashem. Ma malachtecha, who are you? Where are you coming from? What's your job? What line of work are you in?" Yonah says, "I am a professional Jew. Ivri Anochi. Ivri Anochi." My friend once told this story in like a big, friend's a big speaker. He told it in some big crowd. Some guy called him up afterwards. He said, "Rebbe, I was so moved by that story that I decided I want to remember it." So he had a little like plaque, like a little paperweight or plaque made that says Ivri Anochi on it. And this guy was also a big chashuv businessman. He said, "I keep it on my desk. And whenever like I'm on the phone closing deals, I put my hand on it. Like I look at it. I remind myself that's what I am. I'm not a real estate guy closing a $10 million deal. I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm an Ivri Anochi. I serve Hashem. That's who I am. And that's true when I'm with my family. That's true when I'm in the street. That's true when I'm in the Beis Medrash. True when I'm at work. Wherever I am, that's it. Kishaholech lasos mitzvah hu Oved Hashem. Kishiyesh lo nisayon, when I'm struggling with my Yetzirah, Oved Hashem. It's the same title wherever I go. V'afilu kishenichshav lo amad b'nisayon, and even when I fall and I mess up, Oved Hashem. I'm an Oved Hashem. In what sense? B'chashro she'ratzon adonu mimenu achshav hu lasos tshuva. What's my avoda now? It's the same thing. What does avoda Hashem ask for me after I did the avera? Tshuva. Eved Hashem. Ulam misha metaris atzma al pi chitzonioso. But a person who defines himself by his chitzonius, hare yimsa she'tishtane hanhagaso lefia tor she'makabel misvivaso. A person who defines himself superficially is always what? Tishtana. He's always changing his hanhaga based on where he is. Your chitzonia certainly changes based on where you are. The way you dress when you're playing ball is different than the way you dress when you go to shul on Shabbos, I hope. It's different than the way you dress when you go for a job interview. It's different than the way that you dress when you go swimming. Right? It's different than the way you dress when you get into bed at night. You put on your pajamas. It's different. It's different. It's not different levushim, different garments, different environments. Right? And I present myself differently. When I define myself superficially, sometimes I act very different in different environments. So I act one way with my chevra, and I act a different way when I'm on a date, and I act a different way when I'm talking to my parents, and I act a different way when I'm talking to my rabbi. And I'm, right? But that's very dangerous because that means I'm playing a lot of different characters. And it's all superficial, and it's always evolving and revolving. And maybe that's not authentic. Top of the left column. Kiba Beis HaMedrash Shirotze B'Torah Bal Midos Misnaig B'Midos Trumios. So when he's in the Beis Medrash, he wants to get a reputation of what? Of being a really good guy, top guy in the shir. So he acts, he's a big mensch. He acts in a very refined manner. But it could be that same guy, when he talks to his parents, or he talks to his wife, or he talks to his kids, right? He's a big jerk. It could be that Bob is manchuba beso yitar kasan. At home, they say he's an angry person. Chevron Mamish spoke to someone this week. I spoke to a woman whose husband is not a great guy. But I can tell you, in the world, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. People think the world of him. I can tell you, in his bias, he's not a great guy. Okay, well, suffice to say, he's not a great guy. Right? So you could be a person who, on the outside, everyone thinks, wow, this guy is such a tzaddik. Right? But b'chedri chadarim, in his inner world, because why? Because he's very interested in his public image, he's interested in building up his outside, right? But his pnimius is totally off. Uvizman sha'avudaso mitor balabas, right? When he goes to work, he's a big balabais. Misnag rechov kabal taiva. But maybe he's a person who's a bal taiva. Maybe in one place, again, he's defined as a person who seems to be a refined person, but it could be that there's a lot of different parts to him. Vafilu beino levein atzmo, and even in his own inner dialogue, mitaris atzmo vafilu maisa vachitzona bo'os hasha. He's also changing. He also changes his perspective of himself. If you're asking to define himself, when he does a mitzvah, basoso mitzvah, mitaris atzmo tzaddik, he thinks he's a big tzaddik. Umizga, and he becomes a bal gaiva. Uvasoso avera, he labels himself as a rasha, and he's misyayish. So he has a million and one titles for himself. In matzliach b'parnasaso, he says, I'm an ish matzliach, and he becomes a bal gaiva. When he's not so successful, all right, he says, I'm chaser mazel, umisatzev, and he becomes down on himself, he becomes depressed. So he's like, it's a roller coaster of emotions and titles. He's constantly changing his title. One day, he davens well, he thinks he's the tzaddik hador, and the next day he gives into a lowly tithe, and he thinks he's the rasha hador. But none of that is really definitive in terms of who he is. The constant in his life is what? Is that I'm an Oved Hashem. Valkein yasa asatan kol tatzdiki biyado. So therefore the satan does every trick, every technique, everything he can. She yishkacha yehudi mahuso amitis shal Oved Hashem. He works so diligently, the satan gets you to forget you're an Oved Hashem. The satan says, I want you to define yourself like this or like that. As opposed to just pashtus. I am an Eved Hashem. Period. Period. V'yitaris atzma al pi dvarim chitzonim. And he ends up defining himself by external things. The way he dresses, his community, his profession. K'dei shelo tiyashum t'midios v'amitios l'avodaso. So that he has no consistency in his life. He has no authenticity in his life. V'al yehudi hachova le'avik imo. And that yetzer hara of wanting to be a million different people, a million different titles, that's what he needs to battle. Lizkor she'ein lo tar acher, that he has no other title, that's a true definition of self, ki im Oved Hashem. So now, chaver, listen to the most beautiful reading of the Pesukim in Parshas Vayishlach you've ever heard. Uvizeh yuvan, the bottom paragraph, uvizeh yuvan mashakosav vayuvaser Yaakov levado. What does it mean Yaakov was left alone? Vayuvaser Yaakov levado. What does it mean Yaakov was all by himself? Have you realized what a beautiful description that is? To just be Yaakov alone. Not to be Yaakov plus. Not to be Yaakov PhD. Not to be Dr. Yaakov. Not to be Yaakov plus whatever other title you want to give yourself. Yaakov who drives a Tesla. Yaakov who has a big house. Yaakov who... What if I could just be Yaakov? What if I could just be a Yid? What if I could just be left alone? V'yavaser Yaakov levado. Simply Yaakov. Pashut Yaakov. Eved Hashem. Yaakov shemidaso midas ha-emes. Yaakov who's what? Titein emes? Yaakov. Emes. Yaakov who understands the das sharehu. Yaakov levado b'li shum toar o dimyon chitzoni. Without any other titles or definitions of self. Elarak muhuso va'atzmuso ha-pnimis shu Oved Hashem. However, you know what happens. You know what happens when a Jew tries to be so simple and pashut and holy. You know what's going to happen. You know what happens? Who fights you? What comes to battle you? Le'avik. Give me the pasuk. Le'yvaser Yaakov levado. Le'avik. Ish imo. What's ish imo? What's ish imo?
Man of himself.
No, ish imo. The person, another ish who wants to be with him. Another definition of self that wants to be with him. Don't just be Yaakov. You could be Yaakov who's known as, the go-to guy for this or for that. Right? Ish imo, that another person wants to join with him. He wants to be that you know, that multiplicity of personalities that we described is chitonius. I want to be known for this. I'm good at this. I'm good at that. Right? Vayeovek, he has to battle Haisalo Avkus im HaSatan. He has to fight against Sarashal Esav. Shiratza Liftoso, that wants, Liftoso means to, it's like to lure him in, to seduce him. She had Tamid Ish Imo. Why limit yourself? Don't you want a bigger reputation? Don't you want people to say, oh, he's this and he's that, he has this degree and that degree? Right? All these chitzoniusdik things, which are not nothing, but on a certain level are nothing, in terms of an authentic definition of self. The Yitzhar wants you to define yourself as Ish Imo. Who else can I be? What other titles can I get? What other positions can I be recognized for? Turn the page. She'im Pnimiuso, right? In addition to my Pnimiuso, in addition to being a Pashad Yid. But come on, you can be more than that. Turn to the top of Reish Ayin Ches. She'lefamim hareyu Tamid Chochim, u'lefamim hareyu Akum. How did the Satan appear to Yaakov? Some say he looked like a big Rasha, some say he looked like a big Tzaddik. That's part of the battle. You're battling the voice inside of you that says, don't be a Pashad Yid. You could be a Rosh Yeshiva. Or another voice that says, you're the worst Jew ever. So don't even be a Pashad Yid, because you're not even worthy of that. And all of this noise, all of these different voices, pushing you to be this person or that person. Hakol lefi asviva, right? And to talk differently and to act differently based on one's surroundings and one's environment. V'amasa masharhu osa. Define yourself by the things that you do. V'yavik ish imo. There was a fight against that thing called ish imo. And Yaakov held his ground. Below Yacholo. But he wasn't able to get to him. Yaakov said, no, I'm not giving up my title. I want to be Yaakov Levado. I want to be Yaakov. Leave me alone. V'nishar Yaakov Levado b'li ish imo. Look how beautiful. What about Esav? What about brother Esav? About the Esav ksiv v'arba meyos ish imo. Which of course the Pashup shot means that Esav traveled with his 400 men. But you know what else it means? Esav was 400 different people. You know what kind of ruse he was playing on Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak thought Esav's like this big tzaddik. He comes, you ask him his shilas. No, Tati, what's the halacha? Do I have to separate trumas and maisos from salt? Right? Wow, what a tzaddik. My son has all these chumras, you know? Chazal say he was a Rasha Marusha. But he went around as 400 different men. Right? Arba meos ish imo. He lived within himself. He's a split personality, a million different people. Depending on the circumstance, he would act this way or that. When he's with a frummer crowd, he acts frummer. When he's with a less frum crowd, he's willing to join them and have fun with that crowd. Who do you want to be? Who are you? How many different faces, how many different masks are you going to wear? Lefia ish imo, the hainu chitzoni yuso, ba'osa shah. He described himself, he saw himself superficially. And that's a person who loses sight of what it means. What it means to be an Aved Hashem. Yeah. David Tzvi, can I talk about what you have on your wrist or no? It's okay? You want to talk about it? You talk about it. Yeah, you talk about it. Tell everyone why you have the number 102 on your wrist. Yeah. Talk about 102.
But I asked the Rav what's on the with, and he said, so my name once, so my name's David Tzvi. And Tzvi, Gematria Tzvi is 102. And that's the same Gematria Emuna. So,
it's tied into all this. What you make from the Tzonius isn't necessarily what's on the inside. So like that guy who made the paper that said, decide, I'm gonna wear something that says 102 to remind myself to go with Emunah. And that's who I am. That's who I am. Right. Tzvi is also, the Gemara says, the end of Maseches, and the Maseches Makos, that if you had to sum up the whole Torah in one sentence, right? Bach Habakkuk came and said, if I have to sum up everything. It's what? V'tzadik be'emunaso yecheh. So tzvi is Rashi Tevos, tzadik be'emunaso yecheh. Right? 102. Now, what are we learning about today? We're learning about the definition of a Jew is Eved Hashem, be an Eved Hashem. What's the gematria of Eved Hashem? Ayin Beis Dalet is how much? 76. And Hashem Yud Kevavke is 26. 76 plus 26 is? 102. So a Jew who lives with Amuna is an Eved Hashem. A Jew is an Eved Hashem, lives with Amuna. What else is 102? Since it's Rishon Berachai's day. Remember we asked the question last week, we were talking about how Rishon Berachai and Rabbi Kiva teach us more than anything else. That whole base medrash, what did Rabbi Meir teach? Banam atem l'Hashem elokeichem, no matter what. What did Rabbi Akiva teach? Chaviv Yisrael shenikru banam l'makom. What did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai teach? He said, don't even call me Shimon, just call me Bar Yochai. I'm happy to be someone else's son. Avicham shabashamayim. Lifnei mi atem betar, mi betar, esma avicham shabashamayim. The greatest praise of the Jewish people in the Torah is banam atem l'Hashem elokeichem. What's the question of the word banam? Beis, nun, yod, mem. One of them. A child of Hashem, you live with Amuna, you're an Eved Hashem. None of those things can be erased. Amuna can't be erased. Eved Hashem, as we're learning here, is the definition that, of a person that can't be erased. You can change your career, you can change your profession. That title doesn't have to follow you. You can complete the CPA and then decide, you know what, I don't want to do this and do something else. But Amuna, that can't be erased. Being a Ben, child of the Ribbono Shel Olam, cannot be erased. Eved Hashem is the title that a Jew, when he clings to it, it can't be erased. It's unchanging. It's not Arbameos Ish Imo. It's not a million different faces. It's being an Eved Hashem through and through. Okay, Gvaldik. So we still have a lot of questions from the beginning of the piece. So let's wrap it up. V'inei kol hashvua asukim anu. Everyone see where we are? Second paragraph on Reish Ayin Ches. Right hand column. V'inei kol hashvua. Thank you for sharing that, David Zvi. V'inei kol hashvua asukim anu be'inyanim chitzonim shalanu. So, Chevra, what do we do all week? We're running around. We're trying to get ready for finals. And we're trying to get the paper in on time. We're trying to figure out what we're doing this summer. We're trying to figure out if I can get a new roommate because my roommate bailed on me at the last minute. Now I'm stuck with this apartment. I'm trying to figure out who I'm rooming with. I'm trying to register for classes. Yeah, and I have to do this and I have to do that. We become scattered. We're all over the place. And a lot of it's chitzonius. I'm not saying it should be ignored. It's important chitzonius. Ala michiv ala kalkala, he says, you know, taking care of inyanei olam hazeh, right? Providing for our physical well-being, it's important. But the problem is alulim anu lipol bereshas ha-satan. But it's very commonplace to fall into the reshas, into the net of the satan, into the clutches of the satan. Lidmos ulitaris atzmeinu al pi ha-ish imo. I start to define myself by the type of guy I am, right? But the things that I'm doing. I'm a junior, I'm a senior, I got this internship for this company, that company. Dehainu maisim achitzonim shebehem anu asukim. To define myself by the things I'm doing. Va'al kein nasan lanu Hashem yisbarach es yom ha-shabbos. So Kodesh Baruch Hu did us a big favor. He gave us Shabbos, which is called in the Zohar Kodesh Yom ha-dinishmasa, the day of the soul. The day where I'm able to what? To put aside all of my chitzonius and focus on my neshama. Shenisbonen al mohuso ha'amitis sha'anu ovdei Hashem. To be a real Eved Hashem. To be able to disconnect from all of that other stuff. Right? On Shabbos, kol malachtecha asuya. Lasas is a Shabbos. Shavas v'yinafash. Rashi says, kol malachtecha asuya. All your work is done. And you have to picture it, if you really want to do Shabbos the right way, you have to picture it that I never have to do it again. It's not just that, okay, for the next 25 hours, I don't have to worry about that test coming up. I have to enter Shabbos in a way that the test will never be. That paper will never have to be written. That job will never need to be pursued. I can totally leave it behind, because I've graduated beyond this world. I'm in Me'ein Olam Haba. Kol Malach Lasuya, the work is done. Not just that the work is temporarily ignored. The work is done. I have nothing to do with it anymore. I'm an Hashama, period. I'm an Eved Hashem, period. Shinizbonin al mahuso amitis shana ovde Hashem. Valkein amar akaso ach es shabso sai tishmoru. Lidas ki ani Hashem. Guard the Shabbos. However, guard the Shabbos so that you'll know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Shetachles hu Shabbos hi das. Shabbos is a day of das. What is das? Sheyavo hayuhudi ledas asmahuso. Self-awareness. Connection. Das means connection. Be connected to your essential self. Sheyavo hayuhudi ledas asmahuso amiti sho'oved Hashem. To know who you really are. Valkein kuli alma moidi shebeshabbos nitna Torah. So of course, if Torah is there to guide us towards understanding ourselves in the right way, so of course the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day when I'm me, when I'm really me, the real me. So everyone agrees. We can debate, was it the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan, but there's no question. The same way that Shabbos brings out the best part of me, that's what Torah is. It helps me to define myself properly. Ki ratza Hashem Yisbarach, l'seis lanu es haTorah, shekol kula hu giloi ratzon Adon Yisbarach l'avadav. What is the Torah? It's nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu teaching us how to be an Eved Hashem. Bizman sheyesh lanu das, as long as what? As we learned yesterday, you got to listen to what's being said and what's being whispered. But to know what it is that Hashem is saying, to recognize one's mohus, that we're Ovdei Hashem, period. Val kein kishara Moshe, so now listen to this carefully. Sheim tinasein haTorah bevav sivan, tochol nisinasa be'erev Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at the calendar. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, we should get ready and we'll give the Torah in 2 days' time, today and tomorrow. But Moshe said, hold on, today and tomorrow, then we're going to end up giving the Torah on a Friday. So Moshe was Hosif Yom Echad. Moshe sort of added a day. Again, it wasn't a total innovation. He interpreted Hashem's words. But the chiddush of Moshe was that Moshe understood, Kishdei Shetinasein HaTorah, Shetinasein B'Shabbos. That Torah has to be given on Shabbos. Otherwise, Torah is also going to be a chitzoniyistic thing. It's going to be a checklist of chores. You'll add it to the list of chores during the week. Bizman sheyesh yisrael das amitis, to recognize their pnimis. That's the time to give the Torah. V'hainu masha omar, what does the Gemara say? Look how precise. Hosif Moshe yom echad midaato. It doesn't mean that Moshe made it up, because he darshened Hashem's words. But he understood that what? He understood that the Torah has to be given midat, or it has to be given from a place of das. Because Torah could also be superficial. It could also be a wrongful understanding of self. Shesivas hosafaso yom echad. The reason that Moshe added a day, haisa letachlis hadas, for the purpose of das. That the Kabbalah Satorah should be on Shabbos Kodesh at a time when a Jew recognizes that I am an Oved Hashem. So now let's go back to Rav Yosef. What did Rav Yosef say at this funny lashon? If not for that day, I would have been an average Joe. Says the Sari Alaf in the next paragraph. Alkein Amar Rav Yosef. Ilo hayoma dikagarim kama Yosef ika b'shuka. So we ask the question, why did he say, if not for Kabbalah Satorah, I would be an average Joe? Why did he say, if not for that day that caused? What's he talking about? The answer is perish. Ilo nitna haTorah Bahai Yoma Daika, Hainu Shabbos. If it wasn't on that day, if the Torah would have been given on a Tuesday, it would have felt like just another homework assignment. Rav Yosef says, if not for that day, had it not been given on that day, what do you mean that day? That day meaning Shabbos, the day that everyone agrees the Torah was given, Shabbos. Then what? Had it not been given on Shabbos, listen to these words. Azai Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. What does he mean by that? How many different Yosefs would I be? How many different Yosefs would I be? I'd be a different Yosef in the marketplace than I am in my bedroom, than I am in the base medrash, than I am in the kitchen, than I am at Golan, than I am sitting and saying Tehillim at the Kotel. I'd be a million, everywhere I'd go, I'd be a different Yosef. Kama Yosef, how many Yosefs would I be? How many different Yosefs would I be? Lo ha'isi yodei es mahusi amitis. I wouldn't know that I'm just Yosef Echad. I'm a Yavasar Yaakov Levado. I'm just Yaakov. I'm just Yosef. I'm just Moshe Tzvi. I'm just Israel Tzvi. I'm just whoever I am. Yeah. I'm a Yaakov Yehuda. I'm whoever I am. I'm exactly who I am. Yosef Echad b'chol matzav shaninim. I'm the same Yosef. I'm the same Yaakov. I'm the same Mendel. I'm the same whoever I am, wherever I am. The Hainu Yosef Oved Hashem. Period. I'm Yosef Eved Hashem. Alahayukama Yosef Bashuka, I'd be so many different Yosef. I'd be the Yosef Balmidos in the Beis Medrash. I'd be the Yosef who gets angry at home. I'd be the Yosef who goes to work and everyone calls him whatever they call him there. Right? At work they call him Joe. In the Beis Medrash they call him Yossi. Right? Everyone calls him a different name. The Yosef Baltaiva Berchov. And I'm the Yosef who can't watch his eyes when he's walking in the street. I'd be a million different people. But now the Torah is given on Shabbos. When everything's gathered in on Shabbos, the Hainu Shabbos Kodesh. Shall Yodah Makir Anias Mahusi Amitis. Now I know who I am. I'm a Yosef Echad. I'm a Yosef Ovid Hashem. And I'm not Kama Yosef Bashuka. I'm not a million different Yosefs. So now he writes in the bottom paragraph, the Efshel Rami is calls up a pasuk. Maybe this is what the pasuk means in Divrei Hayamim. Da es Elokei Avicha Va'avdeil. Know the Elokei Avicha, know the God of your father. Know where you come from. Know what it means to receive the Torah in an authentic way. Va'avdeil, and serve Him. What does that mean? Shidas ha'amitis hi lahakir Elokei Avicha. You should know Elokei Avicha. Know Elokei Avicha, and then you'll be an Eved Hashem. Ready for this? This is a Gevaldik Remez. Says the Sari Alafim. You know what Elokei Avicha is? Elokei Avicha is Rashi Tevos. I lo hai yoma kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Rashi Tevos, Elokei Avicha. Know what Rav Yosef said about Kabbalah Satorah. Know that if you don't understand why the Torah was given on Shabbos, then you're missing the point. You think Torah is just another assignment, just another title, right? I'm a lawyer, and I'm a guy who lives in wherever I live, and I happen to be Jewish, and whoa, that's not just like another title. You don't just tack that on at the end of your email. You know? Vice President of Human Resources, blah, 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 whatever. Like, that's not just another title, Jew. No, that's Ivri Anochi, that's the Anochi of a person. Da Elokei Avicha. No. Iloha Yom Makama Yosef Ika Bashuka. And then, Va'avdeyu. Then you can serve Hashem. Ki Baha Yom Ashu Shabbos Kodesh Anubam La Das. We come to the Das of Avdeyu. We understand that Eved Hashem is Gematria Muna. Muna is Gematria Eved Hashem. Muna is Gematria Bonim. Everything we said today. Turn to the last page. That our whole Mahus is to just be one Yosef, to just be one person, not to be a million different people. Nu, we asked another question. Why do we read Megillas Rus? Why do we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Well, the Fiza Efsher Litain Tam Lama Kori Megillas Rus Shavuos. Boaz was a Gadol Hador. Boaz was a rich person. Boaz was a man of great reputation. Dine Boaz was an Ashir Hachi Gadol Ba'olam. And Rus was an impoverished girl. Aniya, Bezuya, Melaketas Acharya Kaitzer. She's collecting what? She's collecting fallen stalks in the field. Like the halachos of what? Of Leket. Shechecha, Peya, Matnos Aniyim. V'im hayu Rus uBoaz b'nei Adam, Hamitarim umedam atzmam lefi chitzoniyosam. If you were to ask, based on their shidduch resume, is this a good shidduch, Boaz and Rus, you'd say, it would never go. They're from different worlds. They're from different worlds. They're not compatible. On the resume, it doesn't match up at all. The chitzonius, it doesn't match up at all. Lo yeshum ofen ba'olim, shu noisim zazah. There's no way they're going to get married. Based on where they came from, based on their family, where they live. He's rich, she's poor. He's a gadol hador, she's barely Jewish. Some question her Judaism to begin with. There's no way this shidduch is going to happen. There's a massive gap between them. But you know what Ruth saw herself as? And you know what Boaz saw himself as? You know what the common denominator was? They both were striving for the same thing. Not about rich or poor. It's not about their background. It's about what? I want to be an Eved Hashem, and you want to be an Eved Hashem. That's it. Two Jews who define themselves as what? As Oved Hashem. Coming together to build Klal Yisrael. When they recognize who they really are, it's entirely compatible. That this is a perfect shidduch. The main thing lines up. Everything else is chitzonius. None of that's the true definition of self. So when Rus and Boaz, and by the way, they were married for how long? according to Chazal?
One night.
They got married. Ruth became pregnant. She was much younger than him. Boaz passed away. The Gadol HaDor. The Gadol HaDor, he passed away. A girl who others thought wasn't worth marrying. She becomes pregnant, and of course we know that leads to Malchus Beis David and subsequently Mashiach. The line of Mashiach. Kishinolad lehem ben. Lo matu shum shem sheyachal letaris mitzios umahus ben ze. Hanolad mishnei hafachim chitzonim keilu. What are you going to name a child who comes from such different worlds? Whose family is going to pick the name?
Right.
You know what they named him? You know what they named that child? What's his name? Open up to the end of Megillah Esros. I have it open here. What's the name of that child?
Well, it says right here.
It says right there. Yeah, what's his name? What's his name? Ubawaz Holid S. What was the name of this kid? Oved. His name was Oved. That's what they called him. And you know what the last pasuk in Megillah Esros says? Va'oved holid as Yishai, v'Yishai holid as David. And you know the rest of the story. Dot, 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 Mashiach. Rus and Boaz named their child Oved. That's your title, kid. You're an Eved Hashem. You don't need any other titles. They named their child Oved. Lahoros ki zeu mahuso v'atzmuso hamiti. This child's going to wonder, how on earth did my parents ever get married? How is a shidduch made? Between a Rus and a Boaz. The answer is because they focused on the main thing. Rak al yedei yediyah zo nisu avivim. This is exactly how his parents got married. And they gave birth to an Oved, which is the father of Malchus Beis David. And therefore, Anukorim, in the final paragraph, Anukorim zos biyom matan torasenu. So, chevron, when we come to Shuas, we read this Megillah, and if you're paying attention to this, Lahoros, to remind us that what? Shekabala satorah ve'emes tluya b'hai yoma. That the Torah was given to us on Shabbos, a day of das, a day of clarity, of knowing who we are. As mehusenu ha'amitis, she'elein lanu shum tar acher ba'olam. V'yivaser Yaakov levado, just be a Yaakov. Don't schlep around the 400 ish emo, that's ace of dick. Right? Don't be a person who's kama Yosef ika b'shuka. How many different Yosefs am I? How many different personalities am I? She'ein lanu shum tar acher ba'olam kim oved. Shal yedeza nia Yosef echad. V'lo kama Yosef. Not going to be 75 different Moshe Elimelech. I want to be one. V'tizgala malchus ha'adon yizbarach shemo b'tmidius uve'emes. I want to be one Aryeh Leib Mordechai. I don't want to be 75 different ones. U'v'zuchos zeh nizka lizgalos malchus shemayim b'chol ha'olam al yidei Mashiach ben David ben Yishai ben Oved v'mher b'men Oved. No? Malchus. That's right. Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah Satara on Shabbos. Okay, should be Zaycha to be an Eved Hashem. Shkoyach.